This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio here tonight as we launch into the third hour. You've got Ian
and Johnson
and Mark
to your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, Johnson, you'll be telling us about the two sides squaring off in this Bitcoin fight.
One author's strange interpretation of the two sides.
And then we'll get your thoughts on that coming up here in moments. It's been just an amazing last few months in Bitcoin and sad in a lot of ways. But let's talk to Dan. He's in Nebraska. You're on and listening via the LRN.FM app. Go ahead, Dan. Dan?
Hey, Ian.
Hey there.
So tonight I was listening to your show and I heard that little bit about the DOJ and the encryption.
Yeah.
And in a way, this is a part of like a much larger thing I've been thinking about that actually absolutely makes my blood boil. And it's that I feel like what I want to happen in the future is have this sort of movement that I consider myself to be a part of to gain more traction. That is what I like to dub, and it's my own personal definition, the young right, where we have this really unique blend in the United States of libertarianism, but also nationalism, as even though they sound kind of like opposites, they kind of blend well together. If you look in places like, I would say maybe the Donald on Reddit and the like. And
so
I
suggesting patriotic Kekistanians.
Are you suggesting that Donald Trump is a libertarian? I'm not sure I understand.
No. I'm saying that the people on the Donald are libertarians in for the most part. They might not come out right and say it, but they have a there is a certain.
How can you be a libertarian and a nationalist at the same time?
Well, I think there is the argument I have is that you can want. What I believe in is having small government, like many of them do. If you go onto the forum, you'll see people who are very patriotic, who believe in having strong borders, who believe in having some sort of maintenance of American culture. But we also believe in having very limited government. I seldom go onto there. And even though these are the, you know, the nationalists of Reddit who get all this terrible press, many of them are sympathetic to homosexuals and drug users and the like.
Let me ask you a question first. I just want to ask a question, and then I'm going to tear into Ian. But what is culture?
So culture is probably going to be the, I don't know if I'm going to use the right word, accumulation of things that are unique to a people or place. Having to do with their art, their beliefs, their religion, their value, their culture, you know, everything, things like that. And what we're talking about is things that are particularly unique to Americans, which I know people like.
I don't think American culture exists, but, you know, as it's defined historically, culture usually means religion. And a combination of religion and language. So somebody can share a language, but if they don't share the religion in the geographic area, then they're not of the same culture. But historically, that's what it means. Here in the United States, we don't have that. Neither one of those things is, I mean, language, yeah, you've got that. But there's, you know, there's Great Britain, there's Australia, those things. So I think somebody's got to give me a better definition for me to really believe that there's a United States culture. The closest I've been able to come is sort of Calvinism, a Calvinist belief in hard work, and that's the best I've been able to come up with. But
so you come up with a work culture, that means you have to share the religion with your coworkers to have the same
religion
work culture?
In the United States is hard work. and the and the belief in the government. But Ian, let me ask you this:
What?
You were saying that how can nationalism be? How can a person be both libertarian and nationalist at the same time?
Yeah,
because you were on your tack of one can't be libertarian unless is a libertarian on every issue every time. But let me ask you this:
Well, I hadn't said that, but yes,
that's what you're going to say.
Yeah,
are you a human being? Are you a Homo sapien?
By all evidence.
No, you're not. All evidence says that you are probably between 2 and 4% Neanderthal. So you cannot call yourself a human being because we know that you are, in part, not a human being.
Well, you don't know that about me.
Oh, now? Yeah, well, look, buddy, your
surname... I could be an alien for all you know.
The surname that I met you with, the one you were born with, is French.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the Neanderthals live. Okay? So I'm going to go out.
What's your point? What's that have to do with the definition of libertarian?
You believe that you're a human when we know that you're at the very least 3% not. But you won't let somebody who's 3% not libertarian call themselves libertarian. I'm just pointing out.
Well, I can't stop somebody from calling themselves libertarian, which is part of the problem. There's a bunch of people out there, like a bunch of nationalists, who would call themselves libertarians and ruin the libertarian label, which is supposed to be somebody who does not agree with aggression. Libertarianism has a very specific definition.
So does Homo sapien, and you don't fit it.
Okay. Whatever, Mark. You're the one
who
said...
Should I sit on air here and correct everybody who comes on and calls themselves a human being?
We need to let people know what libertarianism means. I mean, that's one of the points of communicating, is so people can understand what a concept is. And when you water down the ideas of libertarianism with some crap about how you want a government, how you want aggression, then you're destroying the idea of what libertarianism is, which is the opposition
Dan
of aggression.
Dan was very clear. He called that these people were largely libertarian.
I don't know if I believe
libertarian.
It. By the way, just because you want smaller government doesn't make you a libertarian.
Yeah, it does.
The genus Homo,
it doesn't.
The genus Homo, by the way, includes all of Neanderthals. So Homo sapien is very clearly still
in the genus, but not the species. They are a cousin of Homo sapiens.
Right, look, can we get back to Dan and what he was talking about here? So, Dan, you were saying that some of these people are anti-gay. Is that right?
No. I said that by and large, you know, we are sympathetic to groups that are conventionally pretty, that do exist within the United States, but have been conventionally rejected by many hardline or paleo conservatives. Like my own personal self, I am an atheist, and that doesn't mesh well with a lot of the very conservative crowd. But when you look at people who are like what I would call the young right, people who have this blend, that sort of blend, you'll find that a lot of us are atheists or are,
You're saying the young right, in your mind, which is a new term to me, you're saying this young right is more tolerant than the old right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Of course it is. This would make perfectly good sense, right? Conservative is a moving target. My great-grandmother... Pauline Traub came over from the old country, and the story is that she beat my great uncles with a hickory stick when she found a deck of cards in their room.
Mm.
Like, beat them.
Did she make them fetch the stick?
Of course she did. I mean, that's how this was done. And, but no conservative today, very few conservatives today, would do that sort of behavior.
Okay.
Grandma Pauline was a conservative by her standards at her time, but this moves as time goes by. It's the values of some decades past applied to today is basically conservatism.
So your young right would be more tolerant of who? You said drug users, gays, who else?
Exactly. I would say that, it really kind of, it's hard for me to think out a list, but I mean, if you were to actually like look at the people at our crowds, like one of our biggest, I would say one of our biggest voices might even be that former Breitbart editor, Milo Yiannopoulos, whose book I've actually bought and read because, he is a young gay man who does talk very explicitly about not only small government, but also cultural maintenance and nationalism and patriotism. That guy has the blend right there.
So I mean, you believe in being more tolerant to certain groups like gays or drug users, but not immigrants.
Right.
So why not immigrants?
By the way, it's a foreigner that's talking to you about patriotism here.
Hang on a second, Dan. We're going to bring you back for more of this. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Why are immigrants so bad if, you know, gays and drug users are tolerable now to the so-called young right? And how is the young right different from the alt-right? Is it that the alt-right is less tolerant than the young right? We'll find out more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to you is to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey.
on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733, and you can Skype in to join us here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Also, don't forget about how you can shop this holiday season and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. It's that simple. There's links there to stores like Walmart and Newegg. And you can get in there and get your shopping taken care of, get gifts for people that you care about, and Free Talk Live benefits when you do that. When you do your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, we go back to Dan in Nebraska. Dan, you're telling us about a movement that you call the Young Right. So not to be confused
right.
with the alt-right. And I'm wondering if you can explain to me what is the difference.
Oh, they're completely different. The alt-right is an explicitly white nationalist movement that is, I mean, they're not even comparable. They're not even near the same thing. The young right is
right
even the same thing. Well, right, but they're not even, I wouldn't even say the young right is the same thing as the alt-right, although there's a heavy amount of overlap in there okay. to an extent.
The alt-right are going to talk a lot about culture, too. Like, they're going to harp on that.
Which is what you've been saying, Dan.
That is true, but it's totally different because if you actually read into those kind of people, like if you've actually ever read anything from alternativeright.com, you'll see that most of it has to do with, I'm trying to think of, like, scientific racialism and things to that extent. Which
yeah, they use
not,
culture as cover
not,
for essentially racial
it's,
exclusivity.
It's not the same thing.
But
it
it's
not
close.
The same thing, Ian.
I mean, if you look at culture as it has been used in history, it is cover for those people over there bad. I mean, that's what the term gets used for.
I mean, I don't think there are very many people using this term, the young right.
No. This is a new term. He said this in the call.
Okay.
This is his term. He made it up. He's trying to coin it. And,
You made this up, Dan?
I said that I coined it. I'm not saying okay. if there is a word before it for it. That's not what I'm referring to, and I'll abandon it as my own. If that's true, that it's already a thing.
But is it the case that
it's not really a
placeholder?
What's not a thing? The young right?
The young right is not really a thing.
Well, I mean, he's saying it is a thing. He's trying to make it a thing.
Well, he's saying he's trying to make it a thing, and it currently is not a thing. So it's not something he has to abandon because it's not currently in use. If he's trying to make this a thing, then he's starting fresh.
Right.
I mean,
so
if you Google young right, the first thing you get results for is FIFA soccer for some reason.
Okay.
And then the next thing, if you put it in quotes and Google the young right,
well,
you get a blog post for, you know, talking about Tommy Lahren. And it's, you know, the young right wing star
yeah.
breaking
internet. Well, I mean, everything's got to start somewhere. Would you yeah. say that, Dan, that the young right is by and large under a certain age?
I would say we're by and large. I'm going to say we're by and large Generation Y and Generation Z. I think that if you're Gen X, you can't be young right. You can agree with us, but you can't be young
Gen
right.
Gen Xers, you're too old.
Too old, that's right.
So here's what I want to know, though. You talked about how this so-called young right is more tolerant. You cited gays, you cited drug users, but you've got a thing against immigrants. What's up with that?
So, that's right. I feel like the thing is we don't have any problem particularly with the idea of immigration, but it's massive, like multi-massive immigration to the point of replacement, to the point of deliberate replacement, and that's
replacing
where
what?
I draw the line. Replacing who's currently here. Like, I personally don't find the idea of
when
dying
a new immigrant
in a country,
comes here, who has to leave? Like how do they select who leaves the country if they're replacing people?
I mean, there are record numbers of people who are expatriating and leaving the United States, but that's, you know, that
so
doesn't
they're
have
self-selecting.
Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with immigrants. Those are people who are sick and tired of the government and want to get the hell out of here.
I'm saying, like, Johnson, the proportions of people who are a certain way in the United States who have who behave and who think like natives are becoming less and less, and
That's a strange thing to say. The people who think like natives. I mean, you know there's 300 million people, right? And they all think differently.
I love that apple pie. I think them immigrants coming in here, though, I'm going to get me a burrito.
well, okay, it's not. You're kind of like like
this is that nationalist garbage that we were talking about earlier. The idea that there's some sort of overarching way of thinking that natives think. I mean, that's just not true, and it's not true on its face.
So this is what doesn't work about it, Dan. There's a place called New England. There's a place called the Northeast. There's a place called the South. There's a place called Florida, which is different than the South. There's a place called Texas. There's a place called the Southwest, the Northeast, California, Northwest, California, Alaska. All these places really don't have a homogenous culture.
No.
Those culture...
I understand that.
Their religions, their language is different, and they think differently and act differently.
They sure do.
There's, I mean, this is the problem, is that ultimately when you harp on culture, dig into this. When you go to the Trump Reddit thing, dig into it. Start asking the questions. Hold on just a second.
I tell you what, boy. I used to want to do Thursday night bowling. Every Thursday night I would go out and do bowling, but now I'm just hoping there'd be a taco truck on every corner.
And when you find out what this culture is, I mean, don't just accept that there's a culture, because when you say, yep, there's an American culture, what you're saying is that, yes, me and my family act a certain way. The people I talk to, there's a certain overarching culture among them. And I'm not going to disagree with that. But the idea that there's some culture that that spans Americans together really doesn't hold. Nope. You're talking about French speakers in Maine, French speakers in Louisiana, Spanish speakers throughout the Southwest. I mean, New Mexico has a bilingual constitution. Let's not forget about Puerto Rico, American
Even
Samoa, and all these other
people
places.
Even religious people between here and the South, for instance, in New England, they're very different, right? So even people within the Christian religion behave differently in different areas. Like when Melanie came up here, she was shocked. She moved up here from Louisiana. She was shocked at how like mild the religious people were here. They weren't trying to push themselves on her, for instance, as an atheist. And
she didn't go to the Republican State Convention.
She wasn't expecting what she had received. Now, but all that said, Mark, they tend to kind of keep to themselves up here. It's just sort of a general rule.
You need to go to the Republican State Convention.
I don't go to places like that, Mark. I'm talking about like in the streets.
We got them.
They do exist here. There's no doubt about it. But overall, they don't have the same Bible Belt fervor here that they do in other places.
That's a number of them, no.
So it's just not at all what you're saying is in no way the case. And it only, you know, it only backs up your viewpoint, but you don't have anything to back it up.
I think that actually that almost sort of adds to my own viewpoint in a way. Whereas what I believe, at least as of now, is that places like New England, like the reason you can have the Free State Project out in New England is because people out there have that sort of, I want to say, colonialist liberty mindset that was settled by English people who also believed in and understood English common law. Whereas when you come out to a place like Nebraska.
Yeah, the difference between New Hampshire and Massachusetts is, like, vast. Thanks for the call tonight, Dan. I could have gotten further into it.
I thought my boy was going to grow up playing baseball, but we had to get him one of them sets of Mahjong tiles. I don't even know.
Toll-free number here.
Soccer.
855-453.
You mean don't play soccer?
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. SaveItPurse.com. You head over there. You'll save big time on your purchases at Amazon. We're about to run out of toner.
Does that work anymore now with the big transaction fees?
It's saving here. Money? I can choose the discount.
Can you?
Yeah.
I mean, have you done it since the transaction fees were so high? I don't know. I've never used SaveItPurse.com because my wife doesn't let me touch money.
Okay.
So she doesn't.
Well, then don't talk about it then.
I shouldn't ask questions.
I can't believe you've never used SaveItPurse.com and you've talked about it on the air so many times.
I don't buy things.
Wow. All right. Well, anyway, I do. And, yeah, if you send money to Save It Purse, there's going to be a transaction fee coming out of it. That much is true. But Save It Purse.
Big things that you buy.
What?
So you should buy large ticket items.
No. So the way Save It Purse works is you send your Bitcoin into it.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably would want to send a larger amount of Bitcoin into Save It Purse.
Okay.
But once it's on Save It Purse, then it's there.
Okay.
So you can just buy, you know, whatever you need with it.
Okay.
And besides, I'm talking about big, in this case, I'm looking at buying some toner cartridges, and those things are super expensive. So
inkjet, right? Or laser gel?
Toner would be a laser printer.
Okay.
And so I'm going to shoot for, let's see, we got like, I don't know, you said I think we were down to like 50 pages left, so I probably got to go for a lower discount here. I'm going to try for 25% off. It's saying here a 50% success rate. If it doesn't work out within the next couple days, I can just lower the price to 20% off or whatever. I can keep changing the discount.
Actually, but I have a question because it's been a little while since I've used Save It Purse.
Yeah.
How has the fees
affected this?
I think that's what Mark was just trying to ask.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sort of interesting because it's like, you know, before you would kind of want to have a lot of little smaller transactions because people, you know, because the fees were so low and you would, people wanted to get their hands on little small amounts of Bitcoin,
yeah.
You know, and they would buy it through buying your, you know, whatever you're putting out on Amazon.
In this case, I already had some Bitcoin in saveitpurse.com, so I've got a few hundred dollars worth in there.
The fees are still there on the person who's buying your Bitcoin.
I'm pretty sure saveitpurse is doing off-chain transactions, would be my guess.
Really?
So
okay.
I don't think that you have to worry about fees from buyer to seller.
Because they group all the transactions together.
I would guess they do.
All in one large.
The fee in this case would be when you send the Bitcoin to saveitpurse into your saveitpurse wallet.
Right.
That's when you're going to pay a $10 fee or something like that. So that is going to keep some purchases away from this. You're right. It's going to affect it. You're not likely going to find people who want to buy a $10, you know, toaster through here if they have to pay another $10 just to send the $10 worth of Bitcoin into saveitpurse. So I would say saveitpurse probably at this point with the insane Bitcoin fees, unless saveitpurse decides to open up a different type of cryptocurrency. And I know they have Shapeshift, but you're still going to be paying some sort of fee in that case.
Though somebody who's, you know, like buying a toaster or whatever, I mean, Purse still has to send that person the Bitcoin once they've made the purchase, right?
That's correct. Yeah, there's going to be a fee probably there.
Yeah, so there's a fee from Purse sending it to that person. So, I mean, I don't understand how.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're going to restrict purchases. Maybe they're restricting smaller level purchases now. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how they're dealing with it, but I'm here about to place an order for $250 worth of printer cartridges, which normally would cost $320. So if I get my discount, I'm going to save $80, and Purse is going to take a fee of $11.62 on that. Now, Purse has always taken a fee out of every purchase.
Right.
So maybe Purse is, to some extent, subsidizing their fees for sending based on the fees from the buyers and all that. I don't know. They're still in business. I'm still going to place this order. I'll let you guys know how long it takes if anybody even bites at 25% off, because it has been probably a few weeks since I have placed an order on Purse, since all of this Bitcoin drama has been going on. So I'll keep you in the loop. But if you want to go and check it out for yourself, you can save big time on your purchases at Amazon. And as long as you're saving more than whatever the fees are, you're still ahead of the game. Right? So if it costs you $10 to send into saveitpurse, but you're going to buy a few hundred dollars worth of stuff, it's still worth doing. So, again, right, like I said, this is like a four-pack because we've got a color laser printer here, so you got to get, you know, you got to get all four. You might as well get all four of them. You're going to use them eventually. So, and then I'm trying to knock 25% off of that. So we'll let you know how that goes.
How many years has it been of printing that is?
How many years?
I mean, toner cartridges last forever.
They don't last that long.
Really?
I don't know.
We print a lot of things here.
Yeah, that's true. We get a lot of people printing.
We need trees.
Anyway, let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Well, yes. I have good news is that it turns out the Facebook is planning to build four big buildings instead of just one in Las Lunas.
Okay.
So New Mexico was actually picked over state of Utah. And, you know, I kind of wonder why they prefer to build that many big buildings, which is really great because we need all the jobs here in New Mexico.
Screw you.
You're wondering why they want to build four buildings instead of one?
Yeah, because I was originally told that Facebook was going to build one big building. Now they want to build all four together. And you know something? I give credit to the ART, the Rapid Transit on Central. They probably figured that we do something intelligent, like having bright lights.
It probably has to do with the stoplight cameras.
I'm sorry, Sarah. The idea that Facebook is judging where they move their multi-billion-dollar business or open up new offices based on how the traffic conditions are, I don't know.
Downtown Route 66 in Albuquerque doesn't make much sense.
I don't know if that really.
Yeah. Chances are that they're spreading out four buildings because they don't want to go vertical with their operation because they want more surface area on their rooftops to install solar energy so that they can power their operation for free.
Are they into that?
Do you remember the cop shows? You know, we had the number one rated cop shows in the nation. It was all filmed on Central Boulevard.
I doubt
with
that.
A needle fangling out people's arms. They both butt busting through the crack hotel.
Cops has been around for decades, and the most popular cop-related TV show, it's, I don't know how many decades it's been now, three decades probably. And maybe they did film some episodes in Albuquerque, but that's a show that they filmed all across the United States. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us.
Congrats on all those hard workers that will pay your welfare.
All right. So, Johnson, I know you have a story about the Bitcoin war by Jimmy Song from Medium.com.
That's correct.
I like this guy's articles generally when he's talking about the details of Bitcoin, because he makes it kind of pretty easy to understand for folks.
I think he's a little bit wrong on this, but I'll try and cover this. So the title is The Divorce of Crypto Austrians and Crypto Keynesians, I believe.
Keynesians,
I think is the...
How's it pronounced?
I know it's...
It's Keynes.
Keynes, right? But I believe Keynesians? It's Keynesians or... Yeah, Keynesians. Let's go with that.
All right.
The scaling battle that's been raging in the Bitcoin ecosystem the past 3 years is finally over. The entire Bitcoin network has spoken, and it has spoken for what exactly? There are lots of articles that will chronicle for you what's happened in the past few months and years. If you aren't familiar with the story so far, please go read this. In this article, I'm going to try and interpret what this whole drama means, and that this was a link. Anyway... The Great Divorce. The final nail in the coffin of a united community that was the abandonment of the 2x hard fork earlier this week. But to be truthful, the Bitcoin community has been divided for a long time. The past few years has been the development of separate subreddits, separate forums, and now separate blockchains. It wasn't always this way. Back in 2013, there was a single community united against fiat, excited at the prospect of new and exciting features that would take Bitcoin to the next level. Yet, here we are, 4 years later, post-divorce, wondering what happened. At least nominally, the issue at hand is a block size increase, specifically a hard fork to larger blocks that would enable a larger degree of on-chain scaling.
And this is important because Bitcoin is full, and this is one of the proposals that was supposed to fix it, but no one could agree on.
In the grand scheme of things, this doesn't look like a big issue, so the question we have to ask ourselves is, how did this issue become grounds for divorce? What is the real problem here?
Let's talk about it. Coming up here in moments, you can bring up anything as well. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free. Bring it whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. The war between the Bitcoiners. Is it over? Well, no, not really. But certainly the controversy over the SegWit2x thing, which was supposed to be some scaling proposal that ultimately people were agreeing on somewhere, but then lots of people dropped out of it, and it ultimately failed last week, which resulted in Bitcoin Cash booming big time, more than doubling in its price, actually quadrupling in its price, then settling down to about double of where it was previously. And there's a story here, Johnson, that you're sharing with us from Medium.com's Jimmy Song, who's trying to get a grasp on all this.
So he's saying exactly, what is the real problem here? Why was there a divorce in the community? Starts off a section on economics with, practical men who believe themselves to be quite exempt from any intellectual influence are usually the slaves of some defunct economist. Mad men in authority who hear voices in the air are distilling their frenzy from some academic scribbler of a few years back. This is a quote from John Maynard Keynes, an economist of some renown. I bring up this quote because I believe it to be relevant to the scaling debate. The real conflict over the past several years wasn't so much about the technical specifics, but about economics. Before I go on, however, I want to introduce to you a couple of different economic theories. The first is Keynesian, which is named after the economist quoted above. The second is Austrian, which is named after some Austrian economists from the last century. Keynesian economics looks at the economy at the macro level and is largely interested with making sure that money and goods are moving. To a Keynesian,
that's velocity of money.
Right. To a Keynesian, exactly what is moving isn't as important as much as the dollar amounts and the speed.
Don't they also support inflation? the Keynesians.
Yeah. There's so much not covered here.
Yeah.
Macroeconomic indicators are interesting to Keynesians, as they believe that numbers like gross domestic product and velocity of money matter more than, say, exactly what products are moving and where the money is being invested. As such, Keynesians tend to be more concerned with consumer confidence, consumption of goods and services, and how quickly money is flowing through the economy. And Austrian economics looks at the economy at the micro levels and is more interested in what generates wealth. Savings and good investments are what ultimately lead to prosperity in this theory, and so not all transactions are good. Bad investments and overconsumption cause down cycles, so those are to be avoided. With these two very useful distinctions, I'm not here to imply that this has a direct one-to-one correlation with what I'm going to describe below. Crypto Keynesians. If you think about the block size limit, it's essentially a speed limit on money moving through Bitcoin. I define crypto Keynesianism as a perspective where moving money through the economy is more important than perhaps an extra level of security around the money itself. For a crypto Keynesian perspective, this is deadly for an economy. For an economy to grow, the crypto-Keynesian perspective requires money to be moving faster and faster. Larger blocks, then, allow for more consumption of goods in Bitcoin and thus are the key to crypto-Keynesian prosperity.
So I believe that this article is giving me brain cancer.
Why?
It is stupid. Like, the whole idea that Bitcoin is good because it limits the hole through which transactions can go through, that's really dumb. I mean, Bitcoin has not yet reached a usable level to talk about let's limit usability. There are all kinds of there's all kinds of currencies that don't exist that allow no usability, so why not let's advocate for something that doesn't exist because it has no usability?
Yeah.
Stupid.
This guy is...
I agree with you. That's why I brought it in.
Normally, this guy, Jimmy Song, the author here, writes really informative, interesting articles about how Bitcoin's technical side works. But when he gets into economics, he clearly doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. He says, from a crypto-Keynesianist perspective, Bitcoin's usefulness increases with the velocity at which the Bitcoin can move through the economy. If the velocity is limited, the thinking goes, the growth of Bitcoin is also limited. In other words, crypto-Keynesian economics emphasizes faster velocity of money because the value of money, from a crypto-Keynesian perspective, is mainly as a medium of exchange. Right? So he's saying, basically, people like yourself, Ian, who believe that, you know, Bitcoin's value comes from your ability to buy stuff with it.
Yeah.
You know, generally, is that he's saying that's a Keynesian idea.
When libertarians typically would identify with the Austrian economics.
Yeah.
Yeah, currency, and these are cryptocurrencies we're talking about, is in fact a medium of exchange.
Yeah, I get it.
To say that something should do what it is defined as doing seems like a good idea, right? Like cars should roll forward because that's the definition of cars. Cars would be better and would break down less if they were defined as things that stood still. I mean, this is dumb.
Yeah, he goes on to say, I define crypto-Austrianism as a perspective where the security of sound money is the basis of Bitcoin's utility. From a crypto-Austrian perspective, savings and thus the ability to secure those savings is more important than the ability to exchange it quickly. If a hard fork causes less security, durability, fungibility, or a decrease in the store of value proposition of Bitcoin, it is not worthwhile. Thus, for a crypto-Austrian, the value... the store of value is the property to be protected at all cost, and any change to a coin's security, whether it be a change to the development team or a possible network split that affects Volt wallets and possibly lose them money, is not worth it.
See, this is a false choice here to suggest that, well, you can either have it one way or the other. You can have a currency that works as a currency, or you can have a savings thing that you want to just save. The fact is, Bitcoin 3 years ago was both.
Right.
It was something that was going up in value over time, and it was useful as a currency. And there's no reason why it shouldn't continue to be both of those things. You don't have to take one side or the other.
Gold is valuable. Silver is valuable because of utility. because you can use it in manufacturing. Jewelry out of it. You can make processor parts. Yeah. You can make medical equipment. You can make things out of gold. The reason that gold has value is because of utility. The reason that Bitcoin has value is because of purported utility. Mm-hmm. When that utility is gone,
and
that value too will go away. Gold, Bitcoin was never sold as a store of value.
They're trying to change
it's not
it
a
now.
Crypto store of value.
I want to read a little bit of. I'm going to pick and choose here because I know we're short here on time. But I was in an argument with another co-host of Free Talk Live.
Uh-huh.
I believe Thursday night, Chris
Reitman.
Yep. He said, I'm just going to pick and choose from his comments here. He says it's completely impractical to buy and sell with gold. No one accepts it at retail locations or really online. To sell with it, you will likely not get your spot price. You'll pay a fee. Yet it's retained its value for the most part, despite the banks depressing the price at all costs. It's still here. Gold and other metals are much in favor of many Austrians. In the high-velocity money view, Keynesian tenet, as long as there are things flowing fast and constantly, that will keep an economy healthy. The velocity means a healthy economy because it's active to Keynesians. Without activity, things must be going well. He's essentially trying to say, like, well, even though gold and silver are impractical, they are a very good store of value, and that's why Bitcoin, where the utility is for Bitcoin.
The difference.
I had a reply to him that I put together. I said, look, the difference between Bitcoin and gold as a store of value is gold's value comes much from its physical properties. Rarity as a substance and utility as a substance. Bitcoin, having no physical properties, earns its value from its utility as a currency only, as with other fiat currencies. Without that utility, it's even more worthless than the fuel value that one would get from burning a Federal Reserve note, because Bitcoin doesn't even provide that, because it doesn't have... You can't even burn it.
Yeah.
Speaking of the value of fiat, Federal Reserve notes gets their value from the threats of violence that they are backed with by the federal government. Again, something Bitcoin is lacking. Federal Reserve notes are not valuable merely because of the speed at which they are exchanged, though that is the kind of ridiculous notion a Keynesian would probably support. Bitcoin's value comes from its instantaneous global fungibility. It's not Keynesian to say that.
Well, previously instantaneous.
Yeah, previously. And that's
still
the problem.
Has it. It just has it at a larger level.
Yeah.
You can send $1,000 at a rate that's fine with Bitcoin, and it's not gonna harm you. You're not going to think badly about spending $20 to send $1,000.
I'll think badly about it because I'm used to a 2-cent Bitcoin.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just going to say, you know, it's not about the speed of the transactions. It's about the source of the value. I think believing Bitcoin is somehow a transcendent kind of fiat borders on religious.
Yeah, you can replace Bitcoin tomorrow in theory, right? Whereas gold, you know, there's nothing that's going to replace gold because it's an element, it's unique, it's out there. I mean, there are other heavy metals.
I think it's more Austrian to say, hey, don't ever, ever, ever forget, Bitcoin's still fiat. And as a fiat currency, that means its value can always return to zero.
There's no doubt about that.
And there's competition.
And there's endless competition in that particular world. We're out of time tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.